I'm standing in the rain.
Section Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cass Plumbing and Heating, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Appleton Area Health, Independent Oil Company, Woodstock Telephone Company, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Kluver Law Office, Dawson Truck Parts, Cookett Plumbing and Heating, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Prairie Sun Bank, Strand Agency, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hilltown Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Olson Dray Service, Gruwell Electric, Heather Nursery, Sather Building Supplies, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, United Prairie Bank, Lean Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, KB's Bar and Grill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Lackparl Co-op Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Edward Jones and Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Ag Processing Incorporated, Myers Electric and Infrared, Madison Bottling Company, Culligan, CCM Health, Montevideo, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Lackparl Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Miller Services Incorporated, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Dryer Doctors, Celtic Insurance Services, Prins Bank, Klein Insurance, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Cargill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendrix Farmers Lumber, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Tufty Auto and Sales, Jenny O Turkey Store, Pizza Electric Motor, Gisselson's Hardware, Doug Service and Marine. Section Sports brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Chris Wodzinski for House, State Bank of Taunton, NB Golf Cars, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers Union Oil Company, House of Spirits Appleton, Countryside Auto, Tron Tassel Seeds, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, Minneota Building Center, Appleton Dental Clinic, Dawson Dairy Queen, American Surplus, Shadowland Trucking, Canby Meat Center, Kenneth's Chiropractic Center. Section Sports brought to you by B&B Electrical Contractors, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Fixon Chiropractic, Wolfslager Concrete, Canby Farmers Grain, City Hall Bar and Grill, Pierce and Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestad, Ag Plus Cooperative, Southwest Insurance Services, Larson Brothers Concrete, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Citizens Alliance Bank, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Haugen Insurance Agency, Grace Haven Assisted Living, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to
welcome again
Golf
to the Section 3A Cross Country Championship.
We're going to start the Section 3A Cross Country Award Ceremony happening right now. We'll turn it over to Chad Felton, the PA announcer.
In 10th place in a state qualifier, Matthew Stepik from Murray County Central. In 9th place from Murray County Central, and a state qualifier, Alexander Betts. In 8th place from Southwest Minnesota Christian, Jonah Uyuk, and a state qualifier. In 7th place from Montevideo, Adam Van Binsgergen, and a state qualifier. In 6th place from Windham area, Bryce Green. It's also a state qualifier.
Top one.
Very good. In 5th place from Wellwood Valley, Zach Malachek. State qualifying. In 4th place from Murray County Central, Aiden Apple. He's a state qualifier as well. In 3rd place from Redwood Valley, Dylan Anderson, state qualifier. In 2nd place from Wabasso, Andrew Morin, individual state qualifier. And in 1st place with a time of 16:40 from Redwood Valley, Tyler Robinson. Also a state qualifier.
All right, picture time for the
boys, gentlemen.
State qualifiers on the stage here. What a huge crowd we have here in Madison for the Section 3A cross-country
meet. Thank you, guys.
As the sun is setting here, We have some good news on the girls' side, for sure. We'll let Chad Felton, the PA announcer, talk about that. And they just did the individual, boys' individual, top 10 that qualified for state.
Now we'll do our team standings. So, in 20th place, Huron Lake Okabena with a score of 577. In 19th, Pipestone Area with a score of 513. 18th, Wabasso with a score of 484. In 17th, Russell Tyler Ruthin with a score of 447. In 16th, Bold BLH, score 389. In 15th, Yellow Medicine East with a score of 384. In 14th, Central Minnesota Christian with a score of 367. In 13th, Laverne with a score of 358. In 12th, TMB / WWG with a score of 347. In 11th, Springfield / Cedar Mountain with a score of 277. In 10th, McRae RCW, score 274. In 9th, Jackson County Central with a score of 261. And in 8th, Adrian Ellsworth with a score of 261. In 7th, Lakeview with a score of 253. 6th, Lacaparral Valley with a score of 165. In 5th, Montevideo with a score of 156. In 4th, Canby Mineota with a score of 149. In 3rd, Murray County Central with a score of 107. And your section runner-ups, in 2nd place, Windham Area with a score of 78. And qualifying for state. Come on up, gentlemen.
The Windham Area Eagles are making their way to the stage here. Decked out in their blue cross-country jackets, and so they are on their way to state. Placing 2nd in here in Madison this afternoon, Section 3A. And the whole team will be getting medals from Activities Director Zach Stelter. And there'll be a lot of picture taking. And then we'll name the first place team, boys, here in a little bit. Couldn't ask for better weather than today. A couple years ago at the Section Cross-Country Meet here in Madison, it was brutally cold, below wind chill. And it was not good, but a lot different today. Hardly any wind. Talking to some of the cross-country runners, it was a beautiful day for a run. They love running on the Madison Golf Course. I just interviewed the Wabasso girl individual runner, Elise Leopold, from Wabasso, and she just loves running the course. And you can hear the applause from the large crowd here for the Windham Area Eagles. Boys team, 2nd place, and everyone's taking pictures. Everybody's got their phones out and snapping some pictures here of the Windham Eagles. Very competitive boys race is close, at least the top 6, Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boys.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Place 6th, the Canby Mineota place 4th, and Montevideo Boys place 5th.
All right. And your section champions with a score of 35 points, Redwood Valley.
Redwood Valley Cardinals. Listen to this. As a team, they went placed 1, 3, 5, 13, 14, 16, and 17, folks. That is absolutely amazing. Tyler Robinson, Dylan Anderson, Zach Malachek, Clayton Salmon, Ben Jorgensen, Jackson Berg, and Nolan Orada. That's the boys on the Redwood Valley team. And they scored an amazing 35 points. And I think, I don't know, did they win a state championship last year? Or they're 1-2 or something like that down at state. Now I'm guessing they're going to win state this year. Because Section 3A is a very tough section in cross country. And the Cardinal boys up there standing next to me here, you know, getting their medals around their neck. And they'll be taking some pictures as well. And then we'll do the girls' results. And the girls' results, very competitive girls' race. It was amazing watching them come over. Well, it's hole 9. If you're familiar with the Madison Golf Course, it's hole 9. And crowd applauds the Redwood Valley Cardinal Boys Cross Country Team, Section 3A champions. I'm not going to take a guess at the estimate of people here gathered around us at the stage on hole number 9 here in Madison. Probably 400 or 500 maybe, I'm guessing. and on a beautiful night. Now, Chad Felton, our PA announcer, will be doing the individual.
All right, this time, before we start the girls' awards, we're going to do the team academic awards and coach and assistant coach of the year. So we'll start with academic team awards. There's two levels. There's the silver level and the gold level. Silver level has a team GPA between 3.5 and 3.74. Gold level will be a team GPA between 3.75 and 4.0. So on the silver level, we have TMB WWG Girls, TMB WWG Boys, and Wyndham Girls. We're on the silver level there. Gold level, we have Adrian Ellsworth Girls, Camby Mineota Girls, Camby Mineota Boys, JCC Girls, Lacapao Dawson Valley Dawson Boyd Girls, Laverne Girls, Montevideo Girls, Montevideo Boys, Redwood Valley Girls, Redwood Valley Boys, Wyndham Boys, CMCS Girls, CMCS Boys, MCC Folda Girls, MCC Folda Boys. So that's your gold level. All right, now we have Coach of the Year. There's a Boys and a Girls Coach of the Year, as well as an Assistant Coach of the Year. These names get passed on, and then they vote on that for the statewide Coach of the Year. So on the girls' side, the Section 3A Girls Coach of the Year is Ben Cadet from Redwood Valley. And then on the boys' side, Section 3A Boys Coach of the Year is Melissa Fletcher from Wyndham Area. And last is the Assistant Coach of the Year. I think this is two in a row. Todd Texley from Pipestone Area is Assistant Coach of the Year. All right. Good luck to everybody, and congratulations for all the good runs today.
Thank you very much. Moving to the Girls Individual Awards. In 10th place from Jackson County Central, Cora Pauling. In 9th place from Murray County Central, Marla Clark, and qualifying for state. In 8th place from Camby Mineota, qualifying for state as well, Maya Pesic. In 7th place and qualifying for state from Redwood Valley, Reese Prescott. In 6th place qualifying for state from Laverne, Summer Mulberg. In 5th place, qualifying for state from Southwest Minnesota Christian, Hannah Messling. In 4th place, qualifying for state from Redwood Valley, Lola Luz. In 3rd place, qualifying for state from Jackson County Central, Naya Ayers. In 2nd place, qualifying for state from Redwood Valley, Addie Tholms. And And in first place, with a time of 19.05 from Wabasso, Elsie Leopold.
And that's your top 10 girls here in section cross country here at Madison Golf Course tonight. They're on the stage getting their medals and a lot of pictures. I did interview Elsie Leopold, the first place winner. She had a knocked 20 seconds off her personal best. She ran the 5,000 meters in 19 minutes and 5 seconds. We'll air that interview later tonight, and we'll put it up on our podcast site as well. She's just a ninth grader. She went to state last year and qualified again. Well, she's the champion, Section 3A champion. And congratulations also to Maya Pesic from Canby, Minnesota. Maya's a sophomore. She ran the 5,000 meters in 20 minutes and 1 second. She placed 8th overall.
And our team awards for the girls in Section 3A. In 16th place, TMB WWG with a score of 360. In 15th place, South of Minnesota Christian with a score of 350. In 14th, Wyndham Area with a score of 326. In 13th place, Murray County Central with a score of 319. In 12th place, Russell Tyler Ruthie with a score of 304. In 11th place, Wabasso with a score of 269. In 10th place, Montevideo with a score of 233. In 9th place, Central Minnesota Christian with a score of 227. In 8th place, Adrian Ellsworth with a score of 217. In 7th place, Pipestone Area with a score of 195. In 6th place, Springfield Cedar Mountain with a score of 189. 5th place, Jackson County Central with a score of 185. In 4th place, Canby, Minnesota with a score of 146. In 3rd place, Laverne with a score of 113. In 2nd place, Lacaparo Valley with 110 points and qualifying for state.
Yeah, Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd, girls.
Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd.
Going to state, they placed 2nd. In section here, and the girls are coming up on the stage, and they're getting their wearing their green t-shirts with the Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd 2025 on it. And let me run through the girls that ran today. In 81st place was Morgan Anderson. 73rd place was Harper Grunholtz. Dalia Hersum placed 45th. Sadie Rosendahl was 28th. Laura Schreier was 17th. Boyd Glagey placed 14th. And Bryn Glagey placed 11th. And Bryn ran the 5,000 meters 20 minutes and 26 seconds. So a great job there by Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd with 110 points. They just squeaked by Laverne. Laverne had 113 points. And so you can see 3 points there makes a big difference. And I can't wait to talk to Coach John Sherb about what the difference was there that they got by Laverne, because Laverne was very favored, one of the favorites to go to state, along with Canby, Minnesota as well. Canby, Minnesota girls, let's run through them. Sophie Becker placed 80th, Addison Full 78th, Anna Briggs 66th, Jonah Briggs 37th, Taylor Orada 24th, Adri Christensen placed 23rd, and Maya Pesic placed 8th. That's for Canby, Minnesota, with the 4th place team finish there with 146 points. And the girls just got Lacaparo Valley Dawson
Boyd. And your Section 3A champion was for a
Section 3A
points.
Champion.
Redwood Valley.
Redwood Valley Cardinals are the section champions. Just like the boys. What a cross-country program Redwood Valley has become over the years. And they have Addie Tomes, Lola Luz, Reese Prescott, Vanessa Johnson, Mary Slavin, Allie Woodford, Kevin E., and Lavia LeBlanc. They're girls, and they're Section 3A champions tonight here in Madison. Well, after the pictures here, we're going to do some interviews and talk to Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd girls and Coach John Sherb. Maybe Coach Allison Pesic will come by with Maya And we'll talk with Tanner Callis from Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd Boys and talk about his race. He wants to be on the radio, Tanner said, so we're going to put him on the radio. And as I mentioned, I interviewed Elise Leopold, the section individual champion on the girls' side, and we'll play her interview later tonight. And it'll be up on podcast as well. So the Redwood Valley girls getting their pictures taken, and that should probably wrap up the award ceremony here in Madison for Section 3A Cross Country. And I tell you what, let's take a couple breaks here, a couple minute break here, and I'll get set up and we'll do some interviews with some of the cross country runners. Back to you at the studio.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Ottertail Power customers check with them about dual fuel heating that can save you money. Locally owned since 1984 and now offering snow removal in the Dawson area, that's Gruel Electric, serving our entire Q92 listen area. Give them a call today at 320-769-4476. Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMinc.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to Madison Country Club, Section 3A Cross Country. Our awards ceremony just concluded, and we have Allison Pesek, head coach of the cross country team. Congratulations, Allison.
Thank you.
Well, you got Maya. Maya's with us, too.
Hi.
You got a big smile on your face. Why?
Because I qualified for the state tournament. I mean.
Yeah, congratulations, Maya. I was cheering for you. Did you hear me yell when you ran by me?
I hear a lot of people yell, Paul.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about the run today.
It was a really nice day out. There was, like, barely any wind. It was a great temperature out today. And I felt super strong going into today, and I was super excited to have a great race, so I'm glad I did.
All right. How many times have you been to state now?
This will be my fourth year.
Fourth year. And what, you're only a sophomore? Junior?
Yep.
Sophomore. Wow.
Sophomore.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You got to be a proud mom, huh?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Did she run pretty good today?
She did.
Was that
she
a personal
did.
Time you said, or close to it?
Season best.
20.01.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Talk about the other girls, and then we'll talk about the boys' team.
Yeah, the other girls ran really strong, too. We came in fourth place. Our top four runners had really strong races, and then we have three younger runners finishing out for us. And I feel like they gave it all they got, and our goal was top five, and we came out fourth, so we can't complain.
Okay. Season comes to an end quickly, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does.
What are you going to do tomorrow, Maya? Oh, you're still in training. Sorry.
Yeah.
Train yep. for state, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Talk about the boys.
All right.
No, the team. All the teams.
Yeah. No, the boys did great, too. They also, I think maybe a couple of them feel like they didn't, but I feel like they gave it all they got today, and they came out in the top five also like we wanted. In fact, they were fourth as well, so the boys and girls were fourth. Yep. And I'm going to add a little something. The only other team that had boys and girls in the top four was Redwood. So I'm going to, little brag moment.
Good. You can brag all you want, Jerry Morrison. Talon?
Nope.
Or who do you got here?
Brett and Kendon.
Okay.
Me.
And how'd they do?
They did. Kendon was 24th and Brett was 28th. They've been in the top three runners for our team all season, and both are great leaders on the team and juniors. We graduate one boy.
Oh, wow. And no girls.
No
right?
girls.
We'll be back staying here next year.
That's right.
Okay. Kendon, talk about your race. Go ahead.
It was definitely a hard race, and kind of upset that we didn't make it to state, but it was a good season, and going to come back next year and hopefully beat Windham and Redwood and go to state.
Yeah, you like to hear that, don't you, Allison?
Yes.
All right, great job. And Brett?
It was definitely a rough race for me, but it was really nice out. We ran what we were supposed to.
Yeah.
I feel like as a team, we all push each other like really hard, especially in practice. We're all relatively close to each other, so everyone's right with each other, you know, making sure, holding each other accountable, that we're all working hard in practice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season.
Yes.
We'll see you guys
next year,
right?
Yes.
Allison, thanks for your time.
You bet.
So good luck with Maya State.
Thank you.
All right. Allison Pesek and the Camby Mediota girls. Let's take a break, and we'll be back and hopefully talk with some other girls here, or boys. We'll talk whoever wants to talk to me. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back after this.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
All right, welcome back to Madison Country Club. Boy, I'm with the Lacapra Valley Dawson boy girls. They're on their way to the state tournament. You got to be happy about that, right?
Yeah, very happy.
Okay, say your name to our listeners here and go ahead.
I'm Bryn Gleggie. I'm a freshman.
Yep.
I'm Chloe Gleggie.
Sadie Rosendahl.
All right, where's everybody else? Taking pictures?
They're coming.
All right, they're coming. Bryn, talk about your run here. Are you excited to go to state as a team?
I'm very excited. I think it's going to be a really good experience. It's going to be really fun.
Talk about your run today on your home court.
Well, it started out a little too fast. Fell off a little bit, but at the end came back really nice and for a good finish.
Yeah, you were leading the pack there for a while, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and you finished strong. That's the big thing, right?
Yep.
Are you proud of your team?
Yeah, very proud.
So did you go last year's individual or team?
Yep, went out as an individual last year.
Okay, individual. Well, congratulations, Bryn.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And then you can pass the headset down as you come over here. Who do you got here? Chloe?
Yep.
Chloe Gleggie. Chloe, congratulations.
Thank you.
How come everybody's wearing a smile?
Well, because we just made it to state.
Good answer. Talk about your run today, Chloe.
Well, it started off a little fast, but I picked it back up at the end.
Okay. What was your time there? 20:44, I think?
Yep.
Is that about normal or pretty good? Or?
I mean, yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Did you like running this kind of weather?
Yes, this is my kind of weather. I mean, it was just a little bit colder, but this is pretty good.
I just know Sherb was, had you guys, what did Sherb just say to you?
Well, he was just kind of happy that we made it.
Well, that's good. Well, congratulations, Chloe.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Sadie, is it?
Yep.
Well, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put the headset on. Here, step closer here so we don't pull the wires out. Okay, Sadie, we'll talk to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's it like going to state?
Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting?
Yeah.
So you got another week of training, right?
Yeah.
Do you push each other?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a close-knit group of girls?
Yeah, very.
Okay. Tell us about your run today.
It was pretty good. My legs felt really sore, but it was okay at the end.
Okay. That's good. When you finished that, when you found out you were going to state, what went through your mind?
I don't know. Excited, I guess.
You don't know, okay. All right. I can tell you girls are pretty close-knit, huh? Who's the jokester on the team? Oh, they're pointing to somebody.
Everyone, I think.
Oh, everyone. Okay. All right. Who do we have here? Laura?
Yeah.
Laura. I saw you in Pebble Creek in Becker in the golf tournament, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to state in that, and then now cross-country.
Yep.
Getting used to that, huh?
I guess.
You like running the Madison course?
No.
No? Well, you like running the state course at university?
Never ran there before.
Oh, okay. Well, you will next week, right?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
And who do we have here?
Talia.
Hi. Your name?
Talia.
Talia?
Talia.
Talia? Hersom, right? Okay. Congratulations. This is your first year out for cross country?
Third year.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Ninth
grade. Are you pretty excited?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did you run today? Do you know?
A 22:24.
Okay, is that pretty good for you?
kind of.
Okay. You push it hard?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
The red ribbon medal looks good around you there.
Thank you.
Matches your the Lock of Pearl colors, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good job. All right. Who do we got here? Go ahead. You can talk into the mic here.
Oh, okay. Morgan Anderson.
Hi, Morgan. Everybody pointed to you for being jokester, weren't they?
No.
No, who were they pointing to?
Alyssa said this.
Oh, Alyssa. Okay, I can see that. I know Alyssa.
Yeah.
So. All right, talk about your run.
I started off strong and got a little tired, but I pushed it at the end.
Good job.
Yeah.
That's exciting, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yes.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Harper?
Yes.
Harper Grunholz?
Yep.
And how'd you do today?
I did okay. Started out a little fast, but
okay.
It's all right.
Good. You like cross country?
Yeah.
What do you like about this team?
I like how close we are. I feel like cross country is really hard, and they just make it a lot easier. So.
Good. And you like the sport, right?
Sometimes.
All right. So how's your time today?
I ran a 23:44, so not my season best.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did we get everybody? On? Okay, we're good. Coach Sherb, we got John over here. Thanks. Thanks, girls. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the Marshall newspaper wants to talk to you here.
Okay.
John, how's it going?
Shocking. Hey. Shocking.
Shocking, yeah.
Yes.
Well, we talked a little bit before when I first got here this afternoon. You were telling me the favorites and stuff, and, well, you pulled a kind of an upset, really. In a way, would you say it?
I would say it so. Okay. You know, because I guess we knew where we were. You know, we haven't seen Laverne. We haven't seen the other ones. We didn't know what was there, but you kind of see what's on paper, and sometimes paper is true and sometimes it, because the courses are different. But I was shocked because 800 meters ago, I thought we were in trouble. Because, like I said, I started looking at Laverne girls, where we're at, and I thought, we're in trouble. And the girls were asking me in the shoot area, and I said, I think we're short. And then all of a sudden, Zach comes up with the results, and he goes, you must be getting too old. You can't count. And I said, just the way I saw it, 800, but we had in the middle probably the one that really, in the middle was Laura, probably had a big, big last half mile, really got it, and that was a big push for us. And then same thing with, we got in there, basically our 3, 4, 5, Laura and Sadie had a great comeback, and then same, then T did too. Just, that's the way it goes. And as we always talk about, it's all five, all seven are going to decide. It's, one's not going to decide the race. It's, we've got to all do our job.
Yep. And how important is that to pass somebody ahead of you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, coming down the stretch. And I said that when I was on there earlier. Laura must have ran a great race.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Up a little bit?
Oh, yes, she did. And that's, you know, almost break. It's her first time in the 21s or almost making 21. So
nice.
That's really, really moving to put, you know, we put three girls almost under 21 minutes, and that's good. So.
Yep.
Really, really worked well. I was shocked. I'm just
That's good. That's great. You got to be very proud of the girls. They worked hard all season, haven't they?
They have. And you know, early in the year, we didn't look like this. We really did not. We were kind of, I don't know, just not really trusting or believing or having that focus. But then, I don't know, the Grand Forks up there kind of changed just a little bit.
Okay.
And that's kind of when then we came back from Grand Forks, and then we got to see Canby at YME and found out we're only 14 points behind with not running a great race. And
okay.
They just started to believe in a little bit and just started to gel off each other, and it's so big.
You start you go way up to Duluth at North Shore and have a team bonding moment early on, right?
Right, yeah, we do that at the end of July.
Time.
End of July we do that. We go up there for 5 days.
That really helps, I think, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It gives a nice, you know, trust one another. You get to know each other better.
Because
when you have two different schools combined, they don't see each other all the time. They don't hang out with each other all the time, so now they get that different feel.
Right. All right, congratulations, John. I know you put a lot of work into getting the course ready. A lot of people helped you. You had a lot of people here. It's not easy hosting a section tournament, is it?
No, it's not. It's painful. Like, I was not feeling the greatest on Tuesday and Wednesday. I was under the weather a little bit, trying to get through, and I'd had Con over to get the kids through on some of the runs. I said, I'm not going to get near the kids, but just late hours, not sleeping the greatest at night too, just thinking, okay, do we have this right? Do you have this? Because you know, it's a lot of things. And Zach saved my rear end a lot, because if you would see the cars that were parked on the north side, the parking lot, it was a ton of people.
Right.
I think someone said, Zach, there's probably 300 cars parked in Miller's Field.
I said maybe 500, 600 people here.
There's a lot of people here.
Yep. Good. And a lot of teams, a lot of runners. You pulled it off. It ran well, so congratulations.
Yep, we'll get another week out. These kids will be kind of fun to see what we can do down there. So.
All right. We'll talk to you on the coach's show.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I promised Tanner I was going to put him on the radio, so we're going to do that right now.
Not
Tanner,
a problem.
Tanner, talk about the boys quick. We didn't talk about the boys. Talk about the boys.
Boys ran, you know, we ran well on a lot of spots. You know, it's again, when we were kind of goal was top five. We were just a snip back there. We were on 9 points out of it. But again, if you look at it, Cambie's 149, 156. So there's only 16 points separating from four to six. So I thought, again, we ran well in spots. I thought Collins as a ninth grade looked very good. He really accelerated the last half of the race. But, you know, as a ninth grade to finish top 18.
Yeah.
And he's got to break 17 to have to go to state. But again, I thought he ran. Tanner came back race. I know he's disappointed in his race a little bit, but again, you still compete and you still go,
yeah.
And he came back. But Keeman Landon really, really laid it out as a senior in his last run.
He was right behind Tanner.
Yep, and he was out. He put it out early. He laid it out there to say, hey, I'm going to take one shot at it, and that's what you got to have, especially as a senior. And, you know, then Matthew Boston and Colton Heineke, you know, our top five, we're young, and that's to build this ninth grade crew because, again, of those, you know, you got Tanner, you got Landon, and you got Brody, our seniors. The rest are all ninth graders. So if we can put some time in and work,
all right,
we can do a lot of things.
All right. All right, good job.
Thank you
very
much.
Talk to you on the coaching show.
Good, sounds good.
We're going to talk with Tanner Callis, Lacapro Valley Dawson boys cross country. Been trying to talk to him all season. We finally hook up here, Tanner, and we got you on the radio. So
yes.
Congratulations.
It was all right for me.
Are you just a little disappointed?
Yeah, but otherwise I can say I'm glad for the team. I'm most proud of Colin for being just stepping up.
Well, he's 18th, I think.
Yeah, he's young. He's learning. Same with the other ones. You got Matthew Boston. He's young. He's all, and Colden, young. Aaron,
yeah.
He's also young. All ninth graders besides me, Brody, and Keeman.
Yeah. What grade are you in, Tanner?
I'm a senior.
You're
this year.
Senior this year. Okay.
My sweet 18 was yesterday.
Oh, that's
so.
Right. Happy
yeah.
birthday. Chris told me it was your birthday. I was supposed to wish you a happy birthday. So there
that's
you
all
go.
Right.
And so this is your last run then?
Yep.
A little emotional on that with all the time you put in?
I got college yet, so
okay.
Yes.
You going to try running college?
Yeah, I'm going to be trying to run for SMSU because...
Oh, nice.
For both cross country and track if I possibly can. So
you ran the 5,000 meters in 18 minutes.
Yeah, no.
45 seconds.
Beginning of the year.
What were you running?
Before the year, I was running like 17:36. It was official, but then after that, I did some stupid things and got nicked up over there.
Oh, okay.
Got nicked up, so that kind of came back to bite me in the rear end. So.
Okay. You like running your home course here in Madison on the golf course?
It's all right.
It's all right.
Besides the back hill, I'm okay with it.
What's one of your favorite cross-country courses to run?
I'd say Hot Creek. For the 2 years I've been out, it has to be my favorite course.
That's by Renville, right?
Yep, that's by Renville.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Tanner... Congratulations on a fine career running cross country.
Thank you.
Coach Sherb has a lot of good things to say about you, so that's pretty good. Are you going in the guard?
Yes, I am going to sign my contract literally 6 days before my birthday. So.
Wow, well, thanks for serving the country.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. So you go to boot camp soon after graduation? Or?
Yep. So I will be missing some of the cross country meets, but I plan coming back here for sections to watch the team, watch them perform.
All
hopefully
right.
See Collins qualify for state.
Okay. All right. Real good, Tanner. Well, thanks for joining the guard. That's pretty
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
All right. See, I got you on the radio. Didn't miss it.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you, Paul Remo.
Yep. Tanner Callis, the Lacapro Valley Dawson Boyd boys cross country team. And once again, congratulations to Lacapro Valley Dawson Boyd boys girls team for going to state. Once again, the top two teams in the boys, Redwood Valley and Windham area, and the top two teams on the girls side going to state, Redwood Valley and Lacapro Valley Dawson Boyd. And Coach Sherb will hear all about it again with Coach Sherb on the coach's show. Thanks for listening to the award ceremony here tonight from the Madison Golf Course on a beautiful evening. And tomorrow night, we got volleyball. I'll be in Canby for Section 3A volleyball action. Canby hosting Wabasso, 7 o'clock first serve tomorrow night. Then Saturday afternoon, we've got Dawson Boyd football at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, taking on Lakeview in the playoffs. So a lot of section sports coming up yet. Thanks for listening, everybody. Turn it back to you at the studio.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cass Plumbing and Heating, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Appleton Area Health, Independent Oil Company, Woodstock Telephone Company, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Kluber Law Office, Dawson Truck Parts, Cookett Plumbing and Heating, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Prairie Sun Bank, Strand Agency, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hilltown Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Olson Dray Service, Grewell Electric, Heather Nursery, Sather Building Supplies, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, United Prairie Bank, Lean Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, KB's Bar and Grill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Lack Parle Co-op Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Edward Jones & Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Ag Processing Incorporated, Myers Electric and Infrared, Madison Bottling Company, Culligan, CCM Health, Montevideo, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Lack Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Miller Services Incorporated, Canby Co-op Credit Union, The Dryer Doctors, Celtic Insurance Services, Prins Bank, Klein Insurance, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Cargill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Tufty Auto and Sales, Jenny O Turkey Store, Pete's Electric Motor, Gisselson's Hardware, Doug Service and Marine. Section Sports brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Chris Wodzinski for House, State Bank of Taunton, 10B Golf Cars, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers Union Oil Company, House of Spirits Appleton, Countryside Auto, Tron Tassel Seeds, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, Minneota Building Center, Appleton Dental Clinic, Dawson Dairy Queen, American Surplus, Shadowland Trucking, Canby Meat Center, Kenneth's Chiropractic Center. Section Sports brought to you by B&B Electrical Contractors, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Fixon Chiropractic, Rolfslager Concrete, Canby Farmers Grain, City Hall Bar and Grill, Pearson Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Triggestad, Ag Plus Cooperative, Southwest Insurance Services, Larson Brothers Concrete, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Citizens Alliance Bank, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Haugen Insurance Agency, Grace Haven Assisted Living, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Is your business struggling to accommodate employees with illness or injury? Are employee illnesses and injuries impacting your business? Minnesota Retain may help reduce turnover and lost productivity by providing your employees with return-to-work services to help them return to work as soon as medically possible. Learn more by visiting mnretain.com. MN Retain is fully funded under...